The term scientific sophistry well fits your multitude of theories concerning truth. Science, which connotes a high wisdom of hidden things, has degenerated on your earth from its original purpose, the overthrow of ignorance and superstition and the development among intelligent beings of a near approximation of ultimate truth, to an orthodox dogmatism, which today is on a par with the unreality which this self-same science has sought to eliminate from the shallowness of the human mind. It is quite true that the modern scientific method of investigation, that is, along the lines of observation, followed by the formation of a theory, and finally by demonstration, has resulted in the release of millions of souls from a darker thraldom than that which now besets them. But nevertheless, the human race on your planet, now undergoing its probationary experience, is to be pitied for its blindness in matters of real import, namely spiritual truths. Your scientific methods, instead of leading you onward towards the central sun of spiritual enlightenment, had so beclouded your vision that your race today, that is, the so-called enlightened and learned portions of your population, have been deflected from the main path, and they will soon find themselves pursuing an illusionary will-o'-the-wisp. Another result of the adoption of the modern scientific method has been the tendency of those endeavoring to bring light into the dark nooks and crannies of human existence, to immerse themselves in an abysmal materialism from which rescue is almost hopeless. This condition is the result of a loss of spiritual vision, and is the final effort on the part of scientists to explain the riddle of human existence in accordance with a cleverly thought out, but most amazingly deficient, mechanistic conception of life. Since the inception of modern science on your Earth, based on the scientific method of investigation, its devotees adopted a spirit of skepticism concerning all problems of human activity not susceptible to measurement with the foot rule, or analysis with the test tube, with the result that the newer science of psychology was invented to supply a reasonable and material explanation for the subtle and mystifying phenomena of the human mind. That the conceivers of this science of psychology have been successful is attested by the many remarkable explanations given to account for everyday manifestations of human and animal mentality. I will venture to say that this idea applies to all branches of modern science, as there seems to be no class of phenomena in the entire universe, whether in the realm of chemistry, physics or psychology, but what can be clearly elucidated to the satisfaction of all scientists with the aid of an adequate terminology. So, today your science, in final analysis, has degenerated into a system of clever word juggling. It is true there are today in the ranks of your foremost investigators and God-inspired men who are seeking truth. Their names and their achievements will be treasured by a grateful posterity, and it is to be regretted that their declarations, based upon tireless investigation and honest opinion, are derided by their fellow workers in the realm of truth. All your scientific theories are based upon certain postulates that in time are out of agreement with observed facts, and you are compelled to cast those postulates aside, adopt others and theorize anew. This fruitless search for truth must go on until a divergence is made from the blind trail and the right path is found that will lead you to the ultimate goal. Be not surprised, then, that the revelations in this book will meet with the usual criticisms launched at every new idea of truth that has been given to your world from the time man first walked erect and beheld the stars in the firmament of God. Error must and will dissolve presently in the presence of truth, which will abide with you for all time.